Japanese officials say the nuclear fuel rods in all three of the most troubled reactors at the Fukushima plant appear to be melting. The fuel rods made of a zirconium alloy were fully exposed for a time, meaning they had no cooling water on them. Now, when rods become brittle and rust, they produce hydrogen gas. That's probably the cause of the two explosions so far. But the bigger problem is rods disintegrating, causing the sizzling hot fuel pellets they hold to melt. Professor Patty Regan is a nuclear physicist at the University of Surrey in the UK. Professor, your thoughts on this very recent news that these nuclear fuel rods may be melting?
Well, I mean, that's clearly not good. The scenario you're describing, Americans will be familiar with. It's not so different, doesn't sound so different from your Three Mile Island incident. What's basically happened, they can't get enough cooling water into the reactor. Now, it's important to remember the reactor has stopped making fission fragments. So the reactor has effectively switched off.
And, you know, I'm going to jump in to remind us, because we're all, you know, being reminded again, as you said, Three Mile Island in 1979 made us all focus our attention. That was a partial meltdown. But let's remind ourselves, these fuel rods are bundled inside a giant steel container. The rods hold the pellets, which are filled with uranium. They create a nuclear reaction. And then they're immersed in water, which produces steam that drives turbines, makes energy.
That's exactly right, all right. A nuclear reactor is a big kettle. The nuclear fuel is encased in these fuel rods and basically never gets out. The nuclear pellets are then surrounded by something called zirc alloy, zirconium alloy, which is a super strong material and is designed to withstand high temperatures and high pressures. But if you heat anything enough, it will melt.
So that's why cooling water is needed to also keep the rods from getting too hot, not just produce this steam. And now the tsunami wiped out the generators, so there's no electricity to pump that cooling water in. But we had heard they've been ingeniously bringing seawater in. It sounds as if they're not able to do that.
Well, I think that's a very sensible thing to do. Certainly that's what they said, they're bringing seawater in. But I guess at some point you need to pump the seawater in. So, and I guess if you can't pump the seawater in fast enough, what you do is generate more steam. The main issue is that the radioactivity, even though there is these rather, very worrying descriptions of the fuel rods being exposed and nuclear fission fragments basically being exposed, they're exposed in the massive and very robust, at the moment, at least, very robust pressure container vessel, which houses these rods. So at the moment, those radioactive nasty fission fragments are trapped, if you like, inside this in this container. Now, as time goes by, and the reactor's been switched off effectively for 2 and a bit days now, the amount of radioactivity in those fission fragments reduces significantly.
Well, and you mentioned this huge steel-reinforced container. That is the good news. Is that what, I mean, help us with the definitions. If, in fact, these fuel rods are melting and, all the pellets of uranium are melting, and if they're being contained, is that what's called a partial meltdown?
A partial meltdown means that not all of the fuel rods have melted.
Ah.
The rods themselves are relatively small, and they're sort of, I don't know what they're called. They're a bit bigger than, maybe like a very big long pencil or a big thin screwdriver or something like that, a bit longer than that. And there's lots of them, could be hundreds of them in the reactor. Now, it may be that some of them have been compromised. It may be all of them have been compromised. It's my gut feeling at the moment, and it's only a value judgment at the moment, nobody can see because they can't see inside the reactor, would be that not all of them are compromised. But that said, it's worthwhile reminding ourselves that the radioactive nuclei that are exposed in the fuel rods are the same radioactive nuclei that would have been trapped in the fuel rods inside the nuclear pressure vessel anyway.
Well,
so the bad news is that you can't use the reactor ever again because there's molten fuel around the bottom, and it makes the decommissioning of that reactor rather complex and complicated. But in terms of an environmental catastrophe on the scale of a Chernobyl, for example, we're not at that situation at all, because this very nasty radioactive material is still trapped in that pressure vessel.
Well, we understand Chernobyl, again in 1986, the worst nuclear accident. It was as bad as it was in part because it didn't have this huge containment. So help us understand this. You're saying that, and there's different definitions of partial meltdown. As you said, it has to do with the number of rods that melt, but also some say that it has to do with how much nuclear fuel melts through a reactor's innermost chamber.
Right. At the moment, no nuclear fuel has melted through this reactor core at all.
Right.
What's happened is that they have basically, if for want of a better word, opened a gas valve, opened a valve to vent the reactor of bits of steam. Now, you might think that's a funny thing to do, but the reason you would do that is because you don't want the reactor pressure to build up. So if the reactor internal pressure builds up because things get hotter, you make the gas hotter and hotter and hotter, then there is a risk or a danger that possibly you could rupture or do something to this very robust pressure vessels.
But what if it's the case that they just could not keep enough water on these rods and they're not cooled down enough, even though the system's
again,
been shut down?
It's not good because you need a mechanism to take the heat out of that reactor. In the most likely scenario, probably, if there has been a partial melt of the material, even if there is no extra cooling that goes in, things may heat up, that material should collect, if you like, on the bottom of this reactor vessel. If that's the case, as time passes, the level of activity in there naturally falls away. It's still measurable, but the danger would be if that thing was basically exploding massively into the atmosphere at the initial point when the reactor was switched off. That's what happened at Chernobyl. The reactor's already been switched off for 3 days.
Right.
There is heat in there, and the radioactivity is dropping down as time goes by. But in order to maintain the integrity of that pressure vessel.
So, Professor Regan, the good news seems to be that there have been several days of cooling down of these rods as opposed to Chernobyl. And there's it's not likely that we have a full meltdown, which is, of course, all of this material going to the bottom of the chamber and then going out the chamber in the earth. And that is the good news. But we're going to continue to keep an eye on this. Professor Patty Regan, nuclear physicist at the University of Surrey in the UK, thanks so much.
My pleasure.